Boeing and its largest union appear to be far apart on the company's new contract offer. Yesterday, thousands of Boeing machinists in Washington State, Oregon, and Kansas voted on whether to accept the contract or walk off their jobs this weekend. A federal mediator is asking both sides to resume negotiations and extend the contract. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Ruby DeLuna reports.
Voting has ended at the Machinists Union Hall in Seattle. Labor representatives are sealing three gray plastic bins that serve as ballot boxes. When Boeing made its final offer on Tuesday, union leaders urged members to reject the proposal and vote to strike. Yesterday, in a sudden twist of events, the head of the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service intervened. In a letter explaining his decision, Director Peter Hertgen determined that any job action could cause a substantial interruption of commerce. He's asked both parties to meet in Washington, D.C. next week. The union had made a similar request before Boeing made its final offer. Spokesman Matt Bates says they want a settlement and avoid a strike.
We'll strike if we're forced to, but boy, if there is a chance to achieve the goals that this membership set for the negotiating committee without putting this community and this membership through that sort of hardship, we are going to explore those possibilities for all they're worth.
The last time the machinists walked off the job was in 1995. Back then, airplane orders were up. Now major airlines are in financial straits and have asked for delays in deliveries. Industry analysts note a strike may not hurt Boeing, but it would be a big blow to Washington State, which has the second highest unemployment rate in the nation. Boeing says it stands by its offer. Jerry Calhoun, the company's chief negotiator, says there's nothing left to negotiate.
We believe that we have a fair, a competitive, and balanced offer on the table, and it's as good as it gets.
Calhoun won't say whether he'll attend Wednesday's meeting. The Machinists Union says it plans to take part with or without Boeing. In the meantime, union heads have directed workers to show up for work next week. The current contract expires on Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Ruby DeLuna in Seattle.